A Palestinian student who was at first denied entry to the United States has been admitted to the country. Ismail Ajawi planned to attend Harvard University in Massachusetts. Harvard's student paper reported that he arrived at the university on Monday in time for the start of classes Tuesday. A lawyer representing Ajawi's family released a statement to thank his supporters. The statement said, "We hope now that everyone can respect our and Ismail's privacy and he can now simply focus on settling into college and his important classwork." Last week, Ajawi told the Harvard Crimson newspaper that U.S. federal agents detained him for 8 hours at Boston's airport. He said they searched his electronic devices and questioned him about his friends' social media posts. They included political points of view that oppose the U.S., he said in a statement. Ajawi wrote, "I responded that I have no business with such posts and that I didn't like, share, or comment on them, and told her that I shouldn't be held responsible for what others post." A U.S. Customs and Border Protection official, however, would not confirm the information. The official told the Associated Press that the decision to cancel Ajawi's visa was based on information discovered during an inspection. The official added, he can still try to reapply for a visa to enter the country. Several Harvard student groups then organized a petition to support Ajawi's admission to the U.S. The United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees and the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education also called on the U.S. government to admit him. Ahmed East, a not-for-profit organization, awarded Ajawi a scholarship to attend Harvard. The group said the U.S. Embassy in Beirut examined his case and reissued his visa. Through their lawyer, Ajawi's family added, "We truly appreciate the efforts of so many individuals and officials in Lebanon, Washington, Massachusetts, and at Harvard that have made it possible for our son Ismail Ajawi to begin his studies at Harvard with his class." I'm Jonathan Evans.